everyone sees the depth chart, that the guys who are on it per string, that they feel they've arrived, and maybe the guys who aren't on it, you get to worry a little bit about how they're going to produce this point on?
I think that's a possibility. Your first practice after that is usually a great indicator of kind of where that is from just a mindset standpoint. I thought we had a really good day on Saturday, which was our day kind of after all those meetings, and either the deflation in some guys' minds or the relaxation in some guys' mind, I think, would have manifested itself on Saturday, and it didn't. And so we came out and got back to work today in game week mode.
You talk a little bit about
Aaron Fentress is here. Let's take a moment to
hello everybody.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about Dunmore in the drop in spot. It came as a surprise to some people, maybe moving him to there. What factored into that decision?
Versatility. You know, he's a big, fast, physical guy that's grown up. He's really one of those guys. He and Reggie Daniels really took advantage of kind of the red shirt situation. Had a great summer and made themselves versatile. And anytime you can do that, same situation with Tyson Coleman, being able to play every linebacker position and on special teams, and O'Shea's probably in a position where he can, you know, play every position in the secondary and a bunch up front, and so that's great.
Nicholls State University, what do you know about
them so far? I mean, I don't know their enrollment. I've been to Thibodaux before. Are you talking? From a football standpoint,
yeah,
you know, I certainly know them a lot more from a defensive standpoint. They're a three-down base team, very multiple front-wise, similar to our defense a little bit in that way. They're a bunch of three-down stuff. They'll play more DBs, more linebackers maybe than our defense does to a certain extent, but very versatile on defense, very multiple on defense.
Was practice different this week since it's the game week?
Certainly, yeah. I mean, we're in scout team mode, so instead of during fall camp and during spring ball, we basically go O versus D all the time, and you're not game planning against your defense. You're kind of installing your offense, installing your defense, and just running plays or creating situations maybe to create some reality. And now it's 100% scout team, other than one team period that we do against our defense just for a kind of a tempo setter standpoint. And so yeah, we're doing all Nicholls State all the time.
How did they react? How did they respond to that?
Good. Yeah, and that was, again, on Saturday was really the newness part of it for a guy. You know, you take a guy like Tyrell Robinson, you know, who was kind of back and forth on scout team and defense, and he practiced really well as a scout team player, and you want to see that. All the offensive line, I think, from the word on the street, is they practiced really well today over there, and so that's obviously important. They need to now know that role is just as vital as being the starting anything. Is being a scout team player is pivotal.
Did you lose any sleep decisions when you were deciding about redshirting and who's starting and things of that nature?
I don't know if I've lost any sleep based on that. No, I think we're in a good place for you know, there's a few guys that we kind of have on the bubble that we're going to work with and try to preserve their redshirt year. And if that doesn't happen down the road, those are the really tough ones. You know, when you get midway through the season and circumstances just, you know, lend themselves to having to plug a guy in there. But sometimes that happens. You know, we've had guys that have had to come out just for a bowl game in the past, and that's a team guy right there.
If you had your druthers, would you prefer to open?
What's a druther?
Would you prefer to open against a top 10, top 25 team? No disrespect to Nicholls State, as opposed to
I have no preference.
No preference?
Yep.
Do you like opening up against a team that maybe you can play a lot of guys against?
I like playing football. I know that. It doesn't matter.
I thought you were in Philly.
Hey, I got a question for you. How are you going to feel being top dog on top?
This is the Coos Bay world talking.
Hometown
exclusive.
Yeah. How are you going to feel Saturday?
Also best dressed.
Okay. Yeah. What can I say? Being top dog for the first time, walking around the sidelines.
Just as I don't think about who I open with, I've certainly not thought about being the top dog.
So you're not nervous?
We're in game week mode. You know, I think from a nervousness standpoint, you don't really think about that. You prepare, and you know, our staff has done a great job of getting our guys ready, and so will there be different anxiety on Saturday? Sure. But I think if you don't have some level of anxiety before a competitive situation, you need to not be in that competitive situation.
Let's see if we can attack this from a different perspective, maybe. Given that Nicholls State is an inferior opponent, what's your message to the team about that and staying focused?
We approach it like we do everybody else, and that's what nobody likes to hear is we have our way, and we'll talk about them tonight in unit meetings, in OD meetings, and that's it. We talk about the opponent one time. Here's what they do. You know, here are their tendencies, here are their percentages, and then it's all about us. And that's how we try to approach everybody. And that's my message to the team is you'll see we don't approach these guys different from anybody, you know, whatever anybody else considers a more superior team.
Is it a Super Bowl?
It is a Super Bowl.
Got three guys behind Cole Ayerla on the depth chart, tight end. Is it still a work in progress of seeing who emerges at number two, or is that kind of set in stone?
That position is very much a work in progress. All those guys kind of have their strengths and weaknesses, Colt obviously being the most talented among them. But yeah, that's a place, you know, along with kind of guard, backup quarterback, all those guys, it would be an ongoing.
Do you want to have a decision made on who the primary backup is before Nicholls or maybe throughout the middle of the season?
Don't have a timeline on that. Yeah, it doesn't. That, you know, the best guy who's ever happened to be doing the best this week will be in there, and we'll see how they play.
With awesome. Jeff Locke and Jake Rodriguez kind of splitting backup position on the depth chart, do you foresee those guys playing, I guess, equal number of snaps in the opener?
Haven't discussed that yet. I mean, that's conceivable.
You think we'll see Locke first, though?
Yes. I mean, if that situation arises, he would be the second guy in the game right now, yeah. Thanks.